Okay, Tov, and welcome back to our ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. We're now on the Mishnah Daf Mem Amud Aleph, Masechet Yevamot, smack in the middle of the fourth parak, Acholitz Levimto. And we will do the Mishnah, which is the very bottom of Daf Mem, and continue on until the Mishnah, which is at the bottom of Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Okay. This is something that we've already seen, but that is that once somebody gives chalitza to the woman, he is not allowed to have to marry her relations, like her sister, etc., and she's not allowed to marry his. He's not allowed to marry her mother or her mother's mother, or her father's mother, but notice that shniot are left out. They don't mention mother's mother, etc. Her daughter or her granddaughters, uva achota bisman shehi kayemet. As long as the chalutza is alive, her sister is also asur to him. V'achin mutarim. However, his brothers are all mutter to marry any of those women. Not the chalutza, of course, because of Eshirach, but they could marry any of the her relatives. Now, v'hi asura, or what's her side? She's not allowed to marry aviv, uva avi aviv, his father or his father's father. Uvivno, venbino, or his son, or his grandson, be'echav, uveven achechav, uven achiv. So that she's not allowed to marry his brother, let's say as a maternal brother, or his nephew. Now, here's the rule, and we've seen it before, but now we'll see the formulation, and then by the end of our Gemara today, we will see what the reason is for this this formulation. And that is as follows. Mutar adam bikrovat tzarat chalutzato ve'asur b'tzarat krovat chalutzato. A man is allowed to marry the relative of the co-wife of his chalutza, but not the co-wife of the relative of his chalutza. How does that play out? The why we'll see, but let's play out. As an example, let's say that a brother two gives chalitza to wife one. Now there's wife 1A, and there's wife 1B, and wife 1C, etc., all wives of brother number 1. Brother number 2, of several brothers, gives chalitza to wife 1A, let's say. Now, wife 1B now goes and marries somebody else. Of course, brother 2 could never marry wife 1B because she was Eshet Achiv. But she co-marries wife Z. And later, wife Z becomes divorced. He could marry wife Z. That's tzarat krovat chalutzato. All right. So, wife 1B. Let's take it back. Wife 1B, meaning the one he didn't give chalitza to, goes off and marries somebody else, but he could marry her sister. However, asur b'tzarat krovat chalutzato. However, he is not allowed to marry. Let's say that he gave chalitza to wife 1A. So wife 1A's sister he can't marry. Neither can he marry that sister's co-wives for in a different marriage. Okay, now here's the discussion. I pointed out in the Mishnah that the shniot are not mentioned. So now the question is there a gzer of shniot on chalutza? The idea is as follows. If a man is married to a woman, so then there's all sorts of arayot that come along with that marriage. Achamoto, and bat and bita, etc. And then there's also to shniot, and we saw the sugi of shniot in the second pair. Question is, do shniot apply to the kin of a chalutza? And it's gazru, because clearly the whole issue of the kin of a chalutza is a gzerah. Now, be'ervada oraita gazru barabonan shniot, b'chalutza lo gazru barabonan shniot, maybe only regarding an ervada oraita did they extend it to shniot, but where the principal issue, like the sister of a chalutza, is drabonan, they're not going to extend it to the shniot there. Odil maloshna, perhaps they equated them. Let's see. Toshma, our Mishnah says, Hu asur b'ima v'imima, v'ilu em'imima loktania. They didn't mention the great-grandmother, who's a shniot. So that should prove there are no shniot. No, maybe there's a different reason. Dilma, hainu tama, dolotani, mishum dekavoy, l'mini seif, achin mutarin. Because if you're going to list all of them, and then at the end say, achin mutarin, you might come to the erroneous conclusion. Mitana em'imima, avivena, achin mutarin dafka, b'imima. I might think that the brothers are only mutter in those shniot, like the great grandmother. Aval, ba'emima uve'ima lo. But maybe the brothers are still usher in the principal relatives, like the mother and the grandmother. So, in other words, it would have been misleading. So why don't you just list all of them, including the shniot, and then say hachin mutarin bechulan. Just add one more word. Say the brothers can marry any of them, and you'll know shniot exists, and the brothers aren't affected at all. So kasha, you're right, it's difficult. Which means that seems to prove that there are no shniot. Because you could have, if shniot were there, you could have listed it in a way that would not have led to any confusion. All right, let's see. Toshma. Hi asurav aviv uvavi aviv. All right, so the Mishnah said that as an example, she is asur to marry the choletz's father or father's father. We mentioned father's father. Maila mishum choletz. Isn't that because it is the father's father of the choletz, which is a shnia? Tahavi la kalapino, because what's the problem? She is the via chalitza, the daughter-in-law of his son. That's why Avi Aviv is also to her. And that's a shnia. Kalapino is a shnia. And so therefore, she's Aser Midin Shnia via Chalitza. So lo, Mishum Mitana. No, the answer is that she's Aser because, Dahavila Kalapino, she is the daughter-in-law of his son, meaning the dead guy. All right? In other words, that that she married his grandson, that was the dead guy, then he died. She went to the other one, he gave her Chalitza. She's not allowed to marry the father's father. Now, father's father is the grandfather of both the guy who gave her Chalitza and the guy who died. That's the reason that she's Osir. So certainly there is a problem of Shniot relative to the real marriage she had. Toshma uven beno. She's also Osir to marry his son's son. My love mishum choletz. Isn't that now ben beno can't be because of the mitana? Because after all, that is a great uncle, not a grandfather. Tahavila eshet avi aviv, and eshet avi aviv meaning she was had chalitza with X. And now it's X's son's son. So that son, that grandson has a relationship to her of Eshet Avi Aviv, and that's a Shnia. So you see that there's Shniot and Chalutza. Lo, Mishum Mitana. The answer is it's because of the Mitana. And who is this kid to her vis-a-vis the dead guy? It is his great uncle's wife. Vahavila Eshet Avi Aviv. Right? So that is his great uncle's wife. And that he's not to marry, not allowed to marry, which is a shnia. Now, certainly, whatever relationships happened as a result of her marriage to the first brother, those continue as a shnia, etc. Ah, but there's a problem with that, because ha'amemer machshir be'eshet achi avi aviv. If you recall, back in the second paragraph, when we talked about shniot, you saw that amemer disagreed and said that your great uncle's wife is not usher to you. All right, so how is amemer going to explain our Mishnah that says ben beno? Ben Beno, the only reason that she's not allowed to marry Ben Beno must be because as Kalat Beno as Eshet Avi Aviv of the Choletz, which means the Shniot. So the answer is Amemar Mokila Barbara de Saba. He interprets it differently. Who's Ben Beno? Ben Beno is not Ben Beno of the Choletz. It's Ben Beno of the father, because remember the previous clause says Aviv, and then Ben Beno means that his son, which means the Choletz's brother's son. So, Iachi, Hainu Achiv, Uven Achiv, but you already listed that in the Mishnah. You already listed Achiv Uven Achiv, which is his nephew. So you're now saying she's not allowed to marry the nephew of the Choletz, but you already mentioned that. Or you mentioned it afterwards, it's on the list. So the answer is Tana Achiv Mina'av, Tani Achiv Mina'im. They had to list both paternal and maternal brothers and their sons, and for good reason, because I might think that a maternal brother from the son is not connected at all to Yibum, may not be affected by the extension of Chalitza. Good, so we still don't know if there's Shniot here, and we've answered Amemar's problem that he would not prohibit anybody from marrying their great uncle's wife. And so therefore, how could she be usher by Ben Beno? He interprets it as Ben Beno, not referring to Ben Beno of the Choletz, but Ben Beno of the father of the Choletz. So Toshma, the Tani Rabbi Chia, Arba Midivrei Torah, Arba Midivrei Sofim. Rabbi Chia said that there are four relationships that are usher to a Chalutza, Midoraita, and four Midorabonim. Av uvno, achiv uven achiv midivrei Torah. So the father of the Choletz, the son of the Choletz, the brother of the Choletz, meaning a maternal brother, and the nephew of the Choletz, midoraita. Avi aviv, vavi imo, ben beno, uven bito, midivrei sofrim. So his father's father, his mother's father, his son's son, and his daughter's son is midrabanan. So ketani miha avi aviv, we mentioned avi aviv, and that's the rabanan. Maila mishum choletz, isn't that because it's the father's father of the choletz? So you see the shniot on chalitza, have la kalat beno. Lo, mishum mitana, have la kalat beno. That we answer the same way we just answered it, that she is the daughter-in-law of the grandfather's son, the grandfather's son, because of the fellow she was really married to. Toshma avimo, but Rabbi Chiya also mentioned avimo, his mother's father. Maila mishum choleitz tahavi ala kalat bito. Isn't it because of the choleitz? Because a guy gave her chalitza, and now she's not allowed to marry his mother's father because that is that man's daughter's son, daughter-in-law. Lo mishum mitana tahavi ala kalat bito. Same thing. Let's say that the choleitz and the mate shared mother and father. So then it would be the same mothers because of the original relationship. Toshma uven beno. We still are chipping away at the list, Rav Chiya's list, to see about Shniot. So it says uven beno. Maila mishum choleitz tahaviyala eshet avi aviv. We said that ben beno. Isn't that because of the choleitz? Because it is the wife of his father's father of the choleitz. Lo mishum mitana havela eshet achi avi aviv. Ava Amemar Machshav Eshet Achi Avi Aviv. Aye, Amemar says that a great uncle's wife is mutter to you, and therefore you could not be usher in Ben Beno unless it was because of Shniot and a Chalutza. So the answer is Amemar Mokim La Mishum Choleitz Ukasavar Gazer Shniot B'Chalutza. The answer is very simple. Amemar will have to deal with Rav Chiya's list when he sees Ben Beno, and here he can't interpret it like we interpreted in the Mishnah. Where in the Mishnah you have the phrase Aviv beforehand, so you could say Ben Beno, the referent is the father, so the father's grandson, meaning the son or the nephew. But rather here it's an independent statement, so it really has to be the grandson of the Choleitz. And Amemar is stuck, because he says she can't be usher because of being the married to the great uncle of this guy, her original marriage, so it must be that there's Shniot here. Now Toshma, let's see what everybody else thinks. Uvven Bito, Maila Mishum Choleitz Tahavila Eshet Avi Imo. Isn't this because it's the Choleitz's? His mother's father's wife, right? And that's why she's not allowed to marry Ben Bito. Lo mishum mitana havela esht achi avi imo. Ay, v'havega b'shniot de'erva lo gazru. But even in a regular erva, you don't have esht achi avi imo. We don't have that. It must be that it's because of the choleitz, because it is eshet avi. So we finally figure, at least from Rav Chiya's list and the way that it's formulated, that there absolutely is the gzera of shniot equal to arayot in a state of chalutza, although it's derabbanan, as we'll see momentarily. Now, the phrasing of that, their very bizarre phrasing, was mutar adam bekrovat tzarat chalutza tov, asur b'tzarat krovat chalutza tov. Watch this. Habal tzarat chalutza. A man gives chalitza to a woman, and then he has bia with the co-wife afterwards. Havlad mamzer. Shmuel says the kid's a mamzer. In other words, this is eshet achiv. My taima, the answer is bisura kaima. This woman maintains the isur of eshet achiv. She's just allowed to marry somebody outside of the family. Rav Yosef, afana namitanina, he said that fits our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says mutar adam mikrovat tzarat chalutza to. That a man is allowed to marry the sister of the co-wife of his chalutza. Now, if you maintain that the tzara is really out of the picture, she wasn't released by the chalitza relative to this guy. She's released from the family, but her status hasn't changed. She's still ishtachiv. That's why you could marry her sister, because it's not the sister of a chalutza. It's a sister of somebody who was released. If you're going to say that the chalutza, like Rashi says, that the chalutza is doing the shlichut on behalf of everyone, so that the tzara really has had chalitza, in which case the kid would not be a mamzer, but on the other hand, that would mean that her sister should also be us. Am I mutar? All right, so the answer, so that's difficult. So the answer is that you must say that the tzara is not at all released by the chalitza vis-a-vis her iser to the other brothers, just vis-a-vis her obligation to the family and her heter lashuk, which means that if one of the brothers subsequently has bia with her, that's a chiyuv karet. Now, lema tiyavi tiyuv to Rabbi Yochanan, so this is a challenge to Rabbi Yochanan, damar bin in the machlok between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, bein hu bein achin en chayvin lo ala chalutza karet lo ala tzarata karet. Rabbi Yochanan said that you are not chayav, whether you, the choleitz, or any of the other brothers, has bia either with the chalutza or the tzara, after chalitza, you're not chayav at all kare. You might be chayav with the chalutza. The index brother with the chalutza is chayav for the lav of lo yivneh. Kevan shebana shuv lo yivneh. And the rest of them are ba'as say. Amalach Rabbi Yochanan. So how's Rabbi Yochanan going to answer this? If even the chalutz herself is not karet, certainly the tzarat chalutz is not karet. So why would we say the vlad is a mamzer? Rabbi Yochanan the Tispura, think about this. Achot chalutza doraita, Shmuel's statement doesn't work at all. Because even the sister of the chalutza shouldn't be doraita. Rish Lakish kan shana Rabbi. In the next Mishnah, we'll see it. Rabbi said, Achot grusha midivrei Torah, achot chalutza midivrei sofrim. As I mentioned before, that's the Rabbanan. The relatives of a chalutza, that iser is the Rabbanan. So how can you say that if you have or relations with the kin of the chalutza, then it's d'oraita, and the kid is a mamzer. So maishnahai or maishnahai. So now we're going to ask, before we get to this, let's just take a look at that last statement. Rabbi Yochanan is basically saying as follows. I'm not rejecting Shmuel's halach. Shmuel says that if you have bia with the tzara, who didn't get chalitza, it may be that she's indeed still a shirach. However, Rabbi Yochanan does not agree with that because he says there is no karetu. But he's asking a question on Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef quoted our Mishnah to support Shmuel. And Rabbi Yosef's statement was, you see, that mutar adam mikrovat tzarat chalutzato. What does that mean? That proves that the tzara is still an eshet ach, is not considered a chalutza, and therefore you're allowed to have bia with her sister. Rav Yochanan says, your proof doesn't work. Now, Rav Yochanan isn't saying this. Rav Yochanan is predeceased, died before Rav Yosef's around. But this is what he would say. He would challenge and say, that's not a proof. Because after all, achot chalutza, the whole thing is drabanan, as Rabbi said, and we'll see it in the next Mishnah. All right? Rather, what's the reason for the rule in our Mishnah that Rav Yosef quoted? Maishnahai, maishnahai. The answer is, hachta azla bahadala vedina. It turns out that strange formulation at the end of our Mishnah is all based on precaution, based on social reality. The reality is that when a woman goes to the Beit Din for Chalitza, her sisters come with her. Her mother comes with her. If she has daughters from another marriage, those daughters will come. But her co-wives won't come with her. So now, hachta azla ba'adala ve'dina gazubra abonet. So therefore, when a woman goes to Beit Din to get Chalitza, her sister will go with her. People won't know which one of them got Chalitza. And then that sister is married to somebody else. And if this man is now allowed to marry the tzara, they'll think he's marrying his own tzara, meaning a tzara that he gave chalitza to, for the woman he gave chalitza to. And so therefore we say, asur adam b'tzarat krovat chalutzato, because krovat chalutzato went with her to Beit Din. But, ha'ilo azlam ha'dala v'edina, but the co-wife never goes with her to the Beit Din. Co-wife, they don't necessarily get along, they're called tzarot. They don't get along, and therefore when one woman, wife 1A, let's say, goes to get chalitza, wives 1B, C, and D stay home. And therefore, nobody thinks that they're the ones getting chalitza. So therefore, to marry their sister is certainly mutter. Good. So the rule at the end of our Mishnah, which sounded so elegant, is really based on a concern about people getting the wrong idea about who he's marrying. Okay, the next Mishnah. Cholitz liyivimto. Once you give chalitza, v'nasa achiv et achota. And now, let's do it simply. Brother 1 died. Brother 2 did chalitza on wife 1, and then brother 3 married the sister. So we'll call her now sister 2. Did chalitza on sister 1, and now brother 3 married sister 2, which is perfectly fine, because the brothers are allowed to. Well, mate, and then the brother died, so who falls to him? Sister 2 now falls to him. Sister 2 is no problem, except he gave chalitza to sister 1, and he's not allowed to have relations with achot chalitza tov. So what's the din? Choletzet v'lo mitabem. She has to give chalitza. V'chein, now the word v'chein is misleading. Hamagarishet ishto. Let's say a man divorces sister 1. V'nasa achiv et achota. And then his brother marries sister 2. Umeit. And then brother dies. Sister 2 falls to him. Harezu p'tura. So it's not really v'chein. It's not the same. In that case, if achot gurushato falls to him, and there's no other brothers, let's say, she's free to go. Unlike achot chalutzato falls to him, he has to give her chalitza. Now, shomeret yavam. This we saw earlier. A woman is waiting for Yibum. In the meantime, one of the brothers is Mekadesh, her sister. So they quote Rabbi Yudah Matera, Amrim lo hamtena chiasa achicha maaseh. They tell the brother who is Mekadesh, wait until one of the other brothers, the oldest brother, whatever, does an action. And here's the four possibilities. A, chalatz la achiv, Okinsa, so if the brother gives her chalitza or the brother does yibum on her, yichnosa dishto, he can marry her. Meita hayivamah, let's say the shomer yavam dies, yichnosa dishto, he can marry. Meita yavam, but let's say his brother, and is the only brother around, dies, then yotzia dishto beget meishtachiv b'chalitza. Then he has to give a get to his wife because she is Aisha and she is Achot Chalutzato. And then he has to give Chalitza to the other girl. Now, she's Achot Zekukato, sorry. And then he has to give Chalitza to the other girl. Now, my V'chein. I told you the word V'chein is a little strange. Ema Aval HaMagaresh. It shouldn't be V'chein HaMagaresh, but say rather HaMagaresh. Or on the other hand, Amar Shlokesh Kanshan HaRebi. And this is where Rebbe said the statement we saw earlier. Achot Grusha. Mitivrei Torah Achot Chalutza Mitivrei Sofri. Why is it that Achot Chalutza needs Chalitza? Because really, Midoraita, she's not also to you, and really, you should be able to do Yibum. But we prohibited Achot Chalutza, so you do Chalitza. Like we saw with all of the Yisurei Mitzvah that are Durabon. But Achot Grusha is a Yisur Doraita. And therefore, and it's, how do you call it? It's Chiyuv Karet. Right? And therefore, it's Achot Ishto, B'chayah. And therefore, there is no Zika at all, and therefore, she goes free. Now, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yudim and Metera. So we said that the Halacha follows Rabbi Yudim and Metera, that we make this brother wait to see what's going to play out. Ibayalu, now here's the question. Meta ishto mahu biyivimto. Now, we played out all the possibilities except one. What if the woman who's Mekadesh dies and the Yavam is still waiting? Can he marry her? Rav Rabbi Chanina damitavayu meta ishto mutar biyivimto. They said if his wife died, he now can do Yibum. Shmuel Ravasi Damitavayu Meta Ishto Asur Bivimto. So we'll now posit as Rav saying Mutter, Shmuel saying Asur. I'm a Rav, my time of the Rav. So why does Rav say it's Mutter? We had this about 10 daf ago that a Yavama who was first Mutter and then became Nasra because she was first Mutter when she fell. Then he was Mekadesh the sister and became Asur. Then the sister died, so she became Mutter again. Tachzor that to Rishon, she's now Mutter. So Meiti Rav Amnuna challenges him with one of the cases from the third parak. So Shachin Shtein Nisuin Shtei Achayot V'Chad Mufneh. You have three brothers. Brother one is married to sister one. Brother two married to sister two, and brother three unmarried. Meita Chad Balei Achayot. Brother one dies. V'Asam Ba Mufneh Ma'amar. Now brother three does Ma'amar and sister one. V'Achar Kach Meit Achiv Asheni, and then brother two dies. V'Achar Kach Meita Ishto Acharav, and then sister two dies. Otayi v'ma choletzet v'lo mityabem. So sister one, that he gave mamar to, now has to have chalitza. He has to give a get the mamar too. V'amai, according to Rav, tehave ki v'ma shehutra v'neswa v'chazor v'hutra tachzor datir arishon. After all, sister one was originally mutter. And according to you, Rav, if you're originally mutter, and then whatever problem comes in that makes you temporarily usher is lifted, you should go back to the heter. So why isn't sister one able to have yibum? Vishti. So Rav said nothing. Vatar and Afak, so after, Rav was saying this, evidently to Rav Nachman. Right? So Rav Amnuna challenged with this. So Rav said nothing. Rav Amnuna laughed. Vatar and Afak Amar, he said, Amailo Amartle. So he said to him, why didn't you say Rav Elazar? He said, that ruling is Rav Elazar. Dama wrote, Rabbi Elazar, if you recall, said, if a woman is for one moment usher to you, she's always usher to you, benefila. Now, Hadar Amar, he said, later he explained, no, Emur Dama Rabbi Elazar, Echad Elochaz, Bishat Nefila. When did Rabbi Elazar say that? That's when, if at the first moment of Nefila, she wasn't Ra'ui to you, then we say, if later it happened, for instance, a man is married to sister two, sister one falls to him. And then sister two dies, so Rabbi Elazar says, because at the moment of Nefila she was also, she's never mutter. But if she's ra'ui to you when she falls to you, mi'amar, Rabbi Elazar didn't say she's aser. In other words, if sister one falls to you before you knew sister two, and then you went and were kind of sister two, and then sister two died, Rabbi Elazar didn't necessarily say, because at the moment of Nefila she was mutter to you. Actually, he said yes. Vatanya, support. Rabbi Elazar Amar Meita Yivimto Mutar Biyishto Meita Yishto Otayi Vamachol. That's the Lomit Yabemet. Rabbi Elazar said explicitly our case, like Shmuel, that if the wife dies, then he cannot do Yibum with the Yivamah because she was also there. So Lema Shmuel Ravasi Damar Rabbi Elazar. So let's say that Shmuel's position is really just fitting with Rabbi Elazar. No, Afilu Temek Rabbanon. Shmuel could say my position is like Rabbanon too. Ad kamlo kemi palgi rabbanon aleid rabbalazar. They only disagree. El mishum de nefila va'elech lo mitzar alai. That what happened was, in where the rabbanon disagree, is because after the moment of nefila, she didn't later become aser to. She was aser at the moment of nefila, and then the heter happened, but not as if she was mutter, and then an iser clicked in. Valhacha de itzar afidu rabbanon mod. But here, what happened is that she was mutter, and then when he was mekadesh the girl, she became aser, and then afterwards, when the girl died, she became mutter to him again. But because after the nefila there was a moment of iser, even Rabbanon would agree, and that seems to support Shmuel. You can see that the tendency of the sugya is very much in support of Shmuel. So everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos or Shavua Tov, depending when you're hearing this. And after Shabbat, we'll pick up with the Mishnah at the bottom of Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph.